You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. There's no verdict in the presidential race with dawn upon us here, but is there enough info now for companies and market participants to start repositioning themselves? Among other things, we know the president intends to go to court somehow to limit votes, and already economic policy is being reshaped. Ian Bremmer advises corporate clients on political risk as president of the consultancy The Eurasia Group.
It is very, very unlikely that the Democrats make huge gains in Senate. And of course, that makes it much harder to see really big stimulus. That makes it harder to see an end to the filibuster. It makes it harder to put through some of the more significant legislation longer term that the markets would have been scared of, but also harder to put through all of this relief cash that the markets wanted to see over the past several weeks.
Interesting bet in the stock market. As we speak, the S&P future is up modestly, the Dow future down a bit, but the NASDAQ future, this is an index full of technology companies, is up sharply. What might be the bet there?
I think most concerned about all of the various kinds of tech lash that you would have seen if there was a blue wave. Both in terms of increasing taxes, but also more intrusive regulatory policy, even the left wing of the Democratic Party talking about the need to break up some of these effective monopolies. I think the markets, NASDAQ specifically, reacting to the fact that we definitely know that strong outlier responses to tech companies are virtually inconceivable in a much closer political environment.
Ian Bremmer is founder and president of the political risk consultancy, The Eurasia Group. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.